Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How Top Entrepreneurs Turn Epic Failures into Million-Dollar Wins. Now, let's get started with today's show. Here's a staggering reality. 90% of startups fail. Yet successful entrepreneurs keep bouncing back, often stronger than before. What's their secret to turning devastating losses into million-dollar wins? It comes down to three fundamental mindset shifts that separate the winners from those who give up. First, elite entrepreneurs reframe failure as data. They don't see setbacks as personal defeats. They treat each failure as expensive market research. Instead of asking, why did this happen to me, they ask, what did this teach me? This isn't positive thinking fluff. It's about collecting specific lessons, not emotional baggage. When you shift from victim to student, failure becomes your competitive advantage. Second, they prioritize speed over perfection. Top entrepreneurs fail fast and move faster. They set tight deadlines for grieving and analysis, maximum 48 hours for post-mortem sessions. Then they channel that energy into their next attempt rather than dwelling on past mistakes. Think of it like a quarterback who throws an interception. The great ones don't replay that throw for the rest of the game. They're already focused on the next drive. Third, they build failure budgets. This might sound counterintuitive, but successful entrepreneurs actually budget time and money specifically for failures. They allocate 20% of their resources to what I call learning experiments. This removes the emotional sting when things don't work because failure becomes an expected line item, not a crisis. Consider James Dyson. He created 5,126 failed prototypes before his revolutionary vacuum design. He celebrated each failure as getting closer to the solution, kept detailed notes on what didn't work and why. His failure budget mindset led to a $5 billion company. Here's your action step. Right now, write down your last failure and list three specific lessons it taught you. This simple shift starts rewiring your brain for entrepreneurial resilience. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.